Today is our June 27th meeting. It's 6:30 p.m. for the Traffic Safety Advisory Board in Gladstone, Oregon. I call to order and we'll do roll call, please, Christy.
Sure. Andrew Labonte.
Here.
Yvonne McNeil. We can't hear you. Nathan Page.
Here.
Jeffrey Johnson, is he still on the committee? I think so. It's not here. Mindy Prosky?
Here.
And Randy Ripley, council liaison. That's it.
All right, very good. Welcome, everybody. I'm sorry to be just a voice, but I wanted to make sure that, that I'd be able to make the meeting and I'm not in a great internet spot here. And we're going to move ahead to item number two to approve the minutes for the previous meeting. Do we have any comments or would anybody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Anyone like to second that motion?
I'll second.
We have a motion to approve. It's been seconded. I guess, do we have to do a roll call, Christy?
We just did roll call.
I'm sorry, regarding the approval of the...
Oh, no, we don't have that. No.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, folks. And all opposed. Okay, very good. We are in agreement. Well, number three, move right along. We have business from the board. Does anybody have any business to bring to the board this evening?
This is Yvonne. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm getting myself back on video too. I wanted to talk about Chautauqua Festival. I should say, sorry, Gladstone Community Festival, Friday and Saturday. I still need help from 2 to 4 each day. And I know each of you have already volunteered, but if you know anybody else that wants to help us out, please let me know.
That's 2 to 4 on Friday and Saturday?
Correct, both days. The rest of the slots are opened up already, or already filled. And that is all.
So you said that everyone has signed up for some time there?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Very good. All right, business from the board. I know anybody else have anything to bring to the board? This may end up being a quick meeting this evening. Of course, we'd like to hear business. Anybody?
Nothing for me.
Yes.
Oh, I said nothing from me.
Oh, nothing. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. All right. Very good. Yeah, I've got one item that I think we should address here and something that we need to work on for a future meeting. In 2017, the transportation safety plan was put together and the city accepted it. And some of these projects we've been working on. It has been brought to my attention that every 5 years there needs to be a bit of a review on kind of progress made. I'll need some more guidance. I think the board will need a little more guidance on what that looks like from us exactly. But I do know that in remaining meetings this year, this is something that we're probably going to have to address. Again, that's referring to the traffic safety plan. That was done in 2017, which, as many of you know, is various engineering projects, different types of projects around the city, whether it be for pedestrians, bicycles, drivers, it's a whole bunch of stuff in there. And it's our job as a board to basically review it. So I will ask for more information, and I believe in our next meeting, we'll have to really take a look at that to start taking care of our responsibility there. Does anybody have any comments or any more information to add to that?
Andrew, I will I will speak with Jackie Betts, our city administrator, and find out what type of guidance, because I'm not sure also. So I'll have to try and figure that out.
Thank you, John. That's great. And it'd be a fun opportunity for us to dig into the weeds a little bit there too, with some of the information in the, and I guess you'd call it the report. So that'd be fun. Very good. Thank you, John. Any other comments regarding any business from the board? Very good. Well, I'm assuming we're not going to have much of a roundtable discussion, but certainly if anybody wants to bring anything up to discuss, we're at item number 4. This would be a good time to do it. To move forward. Okay. So what is always
I'm sorry, I forgot you couldn't see me. Hi, this is Mindy, and I apologize I missed the last meeting. I was actually chaperoning the high school band and choir group to Disneyland, which if none of you have ever done that, I think I'm going to put it in maybe the top 5 hardest things I might have ever done in my life, the logistics of that, but it was great. I did sign up for volunteering at the table at the festival. I did miss that conversation though. And so I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind taking a minute and just telling me what we're doing at our table at the festival. What is it gonna look like?
Very good, and so I'll pass that. Yep, thank you, Yvonne.
Sorry.
So no, I was going to hand it over to you anyways. Yeah.
We'll have a table there and stuff to give out to our community about traffic safety. We might have a spinny wheel with some questions to ask the kids. The kids get the question right, they'll get a prize of some sort. Officers will be there giving out badges. The fire department will be there also. And it's just a great time to talk with the community.
Great.
Not a lot of hard stuff.
No, I didn't figure, but I was just wondering what the plan was. So, all right, great. Thank you.
You know, and yeah. if I can throw something in on that, we're going to be busy doing a lot of other things too, besides there, which is why traffic safety is taking a big role in this. And I appreciate you guys immensely for this. But as community members, you might get a lot of feedback on issues or concerns about traffic safety. And let's keep a log of those so we can talk about those a bit and how we might address those moving forward, because that's real-time information from our community members. And that's important. And when it gets to me, I'll bring up another issue. But just wanted to throw that out. Maybe we just keep a little log.
Very good. That's kind of the fun part, I think, sometimes of it, is getting a chance to hear about problems that we might not normally think over, roads that we might not normally drive on that may have some issues.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but also there might be things that we're already doing or have done that they're not aware of. So it's a great way to, it's both, you know, information going out and information coming in. So, and I think that's what builds trust in community.
So when people say, oh, you know, people are driving down my speeding down my street all the time and nobody cares. Like, wait a minute. We do. And we try really hard. We have detailers and we send police officers out there. Exactly right. Our chance to kind of, you know, let them know what we're doing or what more accurately what the police department's doing. Very good. The item number, all right, this is the round table. We'll go to item number 5. Anybody have anything else to share before we jump ahead to police department report? All right, I'll take the silence as a good to go. Chief, your turn, love to hear from you.
Okay, I'll try and be as quick as I can on this. It's a nice night out there, so I'm sure everybody wants to get back to it, but we, as you know, on our speed cart, our speed trailer, we've had out all over the community, and we've been able to capture some real good data on speed on our city streets. So far, now I'm not saying there's not speeders, but 85th percentile of drivers going down streets such as Exeter or Gloucester or whatever are under 25 miles an hour. You will get your anomalies, but we don't seem to have what I would call an issue right now. We still obviously focus our efforts on speeding, but when it's so low, it's very difficult to adopt different strategies to try and apply through the state and whatever. So whether it be adding stop signs, whether it be adding whatever. So I want to share that. It is on our social media. So we posted that and got a couple comments came back like, wow, that's surprising. Because there is that perception so I just wanted to let you know it's out there. Not to say people don't speed. I'm just saying it's out there. But I want to put the real data. We want to put the real data out there of what we found. So,
John, may I ask you a question?
You bet.
That data that we're presenting to the community, is that from the speed trailer or are these from the black boxes? I think there's a little bit of
difference. Actually, the speed trailer is what it's capturing, and it mirrored the black box.
On Exeter?
Yeah.
Okay, but not necessarily in other parts of it. Because I see it up in Webster, and I wonder if
not necessarily
the data we would get from, yeah.
So, but that's the information out there. But now the stats will show in April and May of 2020, between those 2 months, we made 559 traffic stops during the 2 month time period. Citations issued or offenses, because we're able to put three offenses on any one citation, up to three offenses, is 365. We issued 44 parking citations and arrested 6 drunk drivers. Year to date, we've made 1,302 traffic stops, 785 citations or offenses, charges, 45 parking citations and 18 DUI arrests. So, right now, I believe that we're exceeding even last year's. So, and it's great. We're getting a lot of support from grants and so on that we continue to get. We're running out of grant funding now, but in October we can redo that. So everything we'll do right now is basically on, you know, our officers out there running their regular schedules and not overtime. Top three citations for the month were 57 speeding, improper license plate display, and 45 driving while suspended. So, like I said, there's still speeders out there, but we're out there looking for them and trying to catch them. So, I don't see us any different. Maybe even, I don't know. That'd be bad to say. I don't see us any different than any other jurisdiction around us right now. So we seem to be around par with them. So that is the basic data, stat data update. I did receive a complaint, and this is an old complaint that we've gotten. If you remember back in when I got hired in 2019 here, at a city council, I was meeting with a community member, and there was a huge concern on truck traffic as a through the city being a throughway truck route for truckers. Basically, is what I'm going to call the semi trucks, the car haulers. As I learned down today from the dealerships, they call them car transporters, but it doesn't matter to me too much. But in 2020, we went to council, got a resolution, and we created a no truck route essentially through Gladstone, local deliveries only. Meaning if you're on the east side of the city and you're at Portland Avenue, Portland Avenue is kind of the break. So if you're coming from Oakfield and you're making a local delivery, as long as it's east of Portland Avenue, you're fine. And if you're coming off McLaughlin and it's west of Portland Avenue and you got to make a local delivery internally within the city, that's fine too. The exception we have right now is Roadrunner Pizza, which is a essentially on Portland Avenue, and the trucks come down Glen Echo and into Portland Avenue. So there's really no other option for that. But with that said, you know, our residents on Gloucester have been very, very concerned about the trucks that are coming down. I think you guys received the email from Jackie Betts today. So you've seen the conversations, maybe not my conversations back with Jewel, back with the resident. But nonetheless, they are posted. The routes are posted on Glen Echo, Gloucester, Dartmouth, and Arlington. Those seem to be the ones that were capturing the truck traffic. And so they're posted nicely, no through truck traffic, local deliveries only. So we're there, we've made the resolution, so everything's there. The problem is we have to see the trucks come down, and we're not seeing it, but we don't live on that street also. So I believe the resident, I don't think the residents, you know, suggesting that something's occurring when it's not. I believe the resident that she is seeing this. It's just been difficult for us to catch. I've got one going up Arlington personally, and that trucker was lost. His GPS took him a wrong way, and it was a bad day for him. But you know, we're having difficulty tracking these, especially with the number of officers we have on. So what I've done this morning is, and followed up is, one, we sent a second letter out reminding all the businesses in town about the no through truck. So we had that sent out through we have a directory of all business licenses and so on. And so that went out to everybody. It was a letter from me. A second one went out, confirmed that it went out through me. And this morning I went and stopped and talked to the dealerships that were essentially at the corner of Gloucester and 99. So the Honda, I think it's the Nissan, and the one across the street. So I talked to them and explained to them about the complaints we've been getting, and they need to notify their transporters that coming through Oakfield all the way through they're gonna end up getting citations. It's not allowed. So I'm trying to work with them. They said they'd reach out. The problem with this group is these transporters don't necessarily work for that dealership. So when we catch them, it might sting a bit as we issue them citations, but they're trying to work with those. I don't have any other options right now. You know, there's talk about speed bumps. There's talk about other alternatives, but it's we got emergency vehicles running up and down these streets too with fire trucks and everything. So it's we're in a difficult spot. Ideally, we end it. Now, I know that if you read the email, you saw that, you know, in 2021, there was a list. In 2022, there's only one. That's not to say that there wasn't more. I don't want to imply that. But I'm hoping that these letters, this now conversation with these dealerships, are directed activity. We're just not seeing them. We have two officers working any one time that are on calls for service. We have people looking, and we're missing it. And I don't know how, I don't know why. We're just missing it. I don't have solutions. So if you guys do, that would be great. If you have some different ideas, let's chat about it. I don't know that we can send me an email. I'm not saying you got to come up with something right now. I don't think that's fair. But send me an email. Send me some ideas on different strategies and so we can figure this out. So we're just trying to get the residents up there some help. And that's all. So. Anyhow, that's kind of my update.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
And go. So.
As always, thank you for being at our meetings and giving us an update with the community. Really, really meaningful.
And I guess I have a question. Does anybody have a question for me? Anybody have anything that... you know, we have a lot of construction going on. I know there's a lot of new signage and stuff going up. I know there's new ADA ramps going in, and that's where you see a lot of construction too, especially by John Witten. there off Hereford. So there's, I think it's, is it Fairfield or, I'm not sure what street, but right there on the corner, the four corners. So they're starting to do that. You'll see a lot of overlays coming in now. I think we got the bids and moving forward with overlays. So our streets should start picking up. We're still building from that 30 years of neglect. And we're still trying to build on that infrastructure and move on. So a lot of projects going on in the streets. You can see up and down Portland Avenue on the side streets and pipes going in. And so it seems to be coming together. So as Jackie put it in her weekly report, you know, projects are progress. So it's gonna be a little painful for everybody to get around sometimes. But sorry, I'm trying not to sneeze. Allergy season. So that's you know, I guess that's all I have right now.
Thank you. Any other questions or anything for Chief?
I just have a quick question. So I live on Harvard, right behind the high school, and I noticed that there was the traffic trailer that was on our street, and we were all really, really happy to see that. And I was wondering, how long does it usually take to compile the data from one of those sites?
We usually, I'm trying to get to my email and to see if I have that data, but we usually keep it a week or two. We kept it a week or two down at Meldrum Bar the last time. Mm-hmm. We moved it. The problem with the trailer right now, our new one, there's something busted in it. We're trying to get it fixed. So we have the old one and we got the old one repaired, which was nice. But it's up at on Webster right now. So, and it's not working. So I'm on a struggle bus right now with those things.
Okay.
But usually we can get good data in a week and good data in 2 weeks. So,
So when do you think like we would see what you found out about the traffic on Harvard?
I'm going to look for it right now to see if I got it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Sergeant Hill typically downloads all that stuff for me.
Oh, nice.
And if you just give me a second.
Sure.
I'll sift through all his emails. Meldrum,
you're looking at that. Can I make a comment?
You bet.
Everyone, don't forget the 4th of July, the community picnic that we're having from noon to 3 o'clock at Max Patterson Park. Chief will be serving up hot dogs.
On the 4th?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I have the data. Let's see. 85th, I'll read you the data from Harvard, and it started on 5/21 and ended on 6/3. So that's about 2 weeks. We had maximum speed of 41 miles an hour. The 50th percentile, 50% of the cars were going 17 miles an hour. 85th percentile of the cars were going 23 miles an hour. And there was 5,355 total vehicles. 241 exceeded 25, so it could have been going 30. I just don't have those numbers. I can just give you the percentile. So 85th percentile is 23 miles an hour.
That's with the speed trailer.
That's with speed trailer.
Which sometimes is, I think it's always worth mentioning, you know, it's well known, those are also usually, you know, it can have a traffic calming effect too. So I'm often a little.
That's what they're designed to do.
Right. So the data from those, it doesn't necessarily reflect what people are seeing without it there. But it is certainly helpful information.
Yeah, we don't have that many black boxes, and it takes public works to move them, and they're very
busy. Oh, absolutely. Yep, for sure.
So,
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily suggesting that.
Yeah. So
thank you for that
survey there.
Very good.
Glad you asked. Do you guys want to see this data? Do you want me to like send these out to Andrew and Yvonne before we put them out on social media? Would you guys just like to, because this is the easiest way for us to capture media data and direct our resources. So
yes.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll go ahead and Andrew, are you okay to be the gatekeeper of this and get it out? I know you're busy sometimes.
Is there any way you can go out directly to the board?
Yeah, I'll just send it.
As long as we're not communicating about that data collectively over the email, right. I think that's okay, right?
Yeah, I can just send out information. And let me do this. I'll send this to Traffic Safety Commission, Harvard. Yeah, because that Harvard and Patricia is where this radar trailer was at. And you all should get it.
Thank you.
If you look at your email, and just confirm that you received it. And I'll give you the Meldrum bar. Because we do get complaints at Meldrum too. And the Meldrum bar, see, it's 15 miles an hour and 85th percentile was 21 miles an hour. And there was 12,000 cars. So 7,000 of them were probably 21 miles an hour.
I did receive the email, Chief.
You did?
Yep.
Good. I'm going to share this. Here's the Meldrum. Yeah, I'll keep pushing these out. I'd rather you guys see them first, because if I send them to you, then if you guys get questions from the community, because we'll share them on Facebook, on our Facebook. And if you have any interactions, you can probably just answer the questions, because what we look at is 85th percentile. To affect major change, you know, the 85th, we have to look at the 85th percentile. Or that's what we do look at. And in talking with Public Works, if the 85th percentile is in a particular area, that's what the state's gonna look at if we need the state to do something.
Which the 85th percentile is certainly works well with cars, but it doesn't take into account bicycles and pedestrians, which is interesting to think about when really coming up with what might be the best speed through a congested area. But
here's very Portland. Good. Yeah, here's Portland Avenue too. I don't think we got this information out. We get a lot of complaints that Portland Avenue's the speed is too slow. It's too low. 85th percentile was 25 miles an hour. So, although one car was doing 57. See, you guys get to look at all this neat little data.
Thank you, Chief.
All right. As they come out now, as they continue to come out, I'll just start shipping them to you guys after I review them. And that is, you know, like I said, I'll always report the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, if there's somewhere we can improve, we're going to. And we can improve every day, so. All right.
Very good. Thank you, Chief. Any other questions? As we move to item number six, for the community input. Christy, do you know if we have anybody that wants to speak tonight from the community?
I have had no requests.
No requests.
Okay. I think the citizen that we got the email from wanted to speak, but I think she was working. But I don't want to talk for her. I know she said she's putting in a lot of hours, and I've talked with her. I mean, she's a very nice lady. But I wanted to make sure you got the email and it's shared, and we come up with some strategies and talk more. So,
thank you. All right. As we have made our way through the items for our meeting this evening, we've arrived at number 7. As we get to this, I just briefly like to, hope everybody has a good summer. I look forward to seeing folks at the Gladstone Festival. That'll be fun, hopefully, and hopefully we'll get good weather and everything. We are at item number 7. If anybody has any comments, now would be a good time. And aside from that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well, I hope to see everybody at Max Patterson Park on the 4th. Come get a hot dog. I'll try not to burn it, unless you like them charred.
I'll take one.
Charred. I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second that.
All right, we've got a motion to adjourn. It's been seconded. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Very good. Everybody have a pleasant meeting. Evening. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm sorry, I don't have the time in front of me. Can someone please give me the time?
7:05.
7:05, and we officially adjourn our traffic safety meeting this evening. Thank you, everybody.